Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
1 week into the partial government shutdown, there is still no sign of a deal, and President Trump today threatened to close the southern border entirely if Democrats don't agree to providing funding to finish the border wall. The shutdown is expected to continue into the new year when Democrats take control of the House. NPR's Tom Gelton joins us now from Washington. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Jeremy.
And anything to update us on in terms of the shutdown today?
No, there's nothing to report, Jeremy. I'm afraid President Trump has evidently canceled his plans to spend New Year's at his Mar-a-Lago retreat in Florida. We heard that this morning from his incoming chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney. So Trump is apparently staying here to be on hand for negotiations to end the shutdown, but nothing is likely to happen. We know that the House and Senate have both adjourned until next week. The Capitol is deserted. The offices there are closed. So, Jeremy, there's really no prospect of any budget agreement getting passed to end this shutdown until, as you say, next week at the earliest.
And some 800,000 government workers are impacted by this. What is the situation for these workers? Have they all had to stop working? Are they working without pay?
They're all working without pay, Jeremy. About half are still working. That means that they are considered essential and the government can't afford to let them go. So they are working, but they're not getting paid. The other half are not working and not getting paid. Mm-hmm. So none of those 800,000 are getting paid. Now, we should also mention there's a special category of those 800,000 affected workers. These are the people who work for government contractors. So They're not directly employed by the federal government, even though they may work within the government, within government buildings, on government projects. And to the extent that the places where they work are now shut down, those contracted workers are not working and not getting paid.
The White House has been downplaying the impact of the shutdown on federal workers. Here's the chair of the White House Council of Economic Advisors, Kevin Hassett.
What happens in the end is that people get their pay. They might miss a pay period because the government shut down, but in the end, even if they aren't working, then Congress has decided to pay people for the whole time. And so in the end, it's really just a sort of short-term problem, not a long-term problem for government workers.
Okay, so he says it's a short-term problem. President Trump said earlier this week he's been talking with workers who want funding for the border wall and think that he should continue the shutdown until that funding comes through. What do you make of the White House reaction to what's going on?
Well, we haven't heard exactly how the president had this communication with all these furloughed workers who support the shutdown because they want a wall. I mean, I'm sure among 800,000 workers affected by this shutdown, there are certainly some who do support President Trump and agree there should be a wall. I've seen some quoted in news reports, but whether they have communicated that directly to President Trump is anyone's guess. I might also point out, Jeremy, that President Trump said most of the people not getting paid are Democrats, so he's got a bit of a mixed message there. Mm-hmm. As far as what Kevin Hassett said, yes, this has happened in the past. Congress has agreed to pay these people who are not getting paid right now, and there's no reason to think that won't happen again. But two points. One, you know, people who are not getting paid and missing out on bill payments can get in trouble with their creditors, and those troubles, you know, may affect their credit rating, et cetera. Who knows what may happen with them. So just because they get paid, you know, a month from now or something doesn't really address those immediate problems. And secondly, that does not apply to contractors. Those contractors that I mentioned who are not working and not getting paid, they're never going to get paid.
Well, and I don't think it should matter whether somebody's a Democrat or a Republican if they're a government worker and they're not getting paid for doing their job. Right. Tom, you've been speaking with some, and I just want to hear a little bit of what they've told you.
Well, I have. I've spoken to several. I have a clip here from Paul Kiefer. He's 56 years old. Jeremy works for the IRS at its service center in Austin, Texas, where he examines tax returns to see if they're correctly prepared. Here's what he told me.
Right now, I'm worried about whether or not I can make a credit card payment, whether or not I can pay for the electricity, get any food, pay for the rent, whether or not I'm going to be thrown out onto the street.
And as you pointed out this morning in your story on Morning Edition, Tom, these government workers tend to make actually less than what people make in the private sector.
Well, it depends, Jeremy. Ones at the bottom section of the pay schedule actually make more than what they would in the private sector, but those at the upper end make mm-hmm. less. So it's it kind of varies. He is a GS. He's in the GS6 category, which means that he would not be making any more than $40,000 a year. Not a lot to live on.
That's NPR's Tom Gelton in Washington. Tom, thank you.
You bet.